another day, another dollar. I guess.
Another crazy day, another crazy dollar.
What are you talking about crazy? What crazy happened to you?
Just this whole political thing. Yeah?
What political thing?
With Trump and what he's doing. It's stupid as fuck. And, you know, like the
you
way...
You were alive with Nixon. I mean, you dealt with Nixon.
But that's the point I'm making. And Clinton. That's the point I'm making. I've seen a lot of shit before, you know? And you could tell... You gotta be dumb not to tell when somebody's lying. There's a lot of lying going on.
True.
I mean blatant lying. Like don't believe what you see.
Yeah, like I lie. Like it's more about defensive lying, is what I.
Yeah,
call it.
Yeah.
You're the person who's lying is usually the one that's at fault, and they're trying to blame like.
And the people that believe in them are backing them up. They know better. They know what the reality is. They gotta know. How could you not know?
Because, man, you're blind. There's people... How do you not know that there's no God? How do you not know that the Jesus story is nothing more than that?
Because they've been indoctrinated.
Exactly.
And some of us get through the indoctrination and still see reality. But most of them can't. It's the fear of going to hell.
No, it's the fear of being alone. It's the fear of not having a group. It's the fear of being outcasted. Hell is irrelevant if life on earth is hell.
No. I can speak for black people and religion. Okay?
Okay. I can't.
When I was a young kid, I didn't know anything about Jesus or religion.
Really?
My parents made me go to Sunday school.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the church was a storefront church right around the corner from my house.
Where? Okay. Let's go into...
On the east side.
No, I know, but let me... Because this is on YouTube now. So, no, people on YouTube don't know you. They might not... I don't even know if we talked into this. We haven't even introduced ourselves, technically.
That's true.
So, why don't you... So people will get an idea of what you're talking about. Let's let them know when you were born... So on and so forth. Where you were born, and when you're talking about East Side, Detroit, obviously, try to give years, a general idea of the years. Obviously, years can be phasing.
General idea.
That way, people know what decade we're talking about.
I'll be 71 years old in about a week and a half.
Oh, I guess we're doing a show
on the 13th. On the 13th.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Okay.
I know three fucking people that...
Born on the 13th?
Yeah.
It's a lot of people born on the 13th. It's unbelievable the amount of people that were born on 13th. But
baby mama's husband's.
Yep.
Born on 13th.
Yep. So, I've been around for 71 years. I've seen a lot of presidents come and go.
Well, obviously. They only can stay for eight.
I've seen, some died before that. I've seen I've seen a lot of Republicans. I've seen a lot of Democrats. Not too many independents, but between the Republicans and the Democrats, there's always bickering. All the time.
Yeah, I know. That's natural.
I don't think it is natural. I think it's something that's been pushed upon us to make us divide. I'm a Republican. I'm a Democrat. We're all Americans.
You're correct. But at the same time, if you look at other countries and their political system, they still have debates. Debates is a normal thing. Having opinions and different people from different... You're talking about, for one, this country's made up of a mass majority of people who came from another place.
Almost all of us.
Yeah, almost all of us. You know, some were forced to be here. Some were here on their own merits. Some came here for the American dream.
Indentured slavery, all kinds of shit.
Yeah, and then some people were just here already.
Yeah.
So...
But the bottom line... is for some reason a lot of Americans believe that this is their country.
No, it's not American. It's white Americans more than anything else. I've never seen a black person go, this is my fucking... This is where I...
There's a handful of those.
Yeah, there's people...
There's a handful of those.
Yeah, there's people that do.
They're nuttier and fuck.
It's more about... I think that's more just... I don't understand it either.
But they divide us on purpose.
Well, I know.
Because if we all got together on one thing, it would get done.
Well, yeah.
That's the problem. Nothing gets done because no one wants anything to get done. Because the politicians in this country...
don't want anything.
Politics is their job. And that it shouldn't be that way. Politics shouldn't be your job. Because you'll do things, if it's not going your way, that are crooked and underhanded.
No, the problem with politics is there's not term limits in certain areas. The president has a term limit. But senators, House of Representatives...
Yeah, some of those guys have been there for 30 years. They done made a, lifestyle out of it.
Yeah, what the fuck do you know? You're from a world that doesn't understand. For one, for two, what do you know? You've been in Washington your whole life. You know what I'm saying? 30 years is a long time. That's a lifetime.
Yes, it is.
Like, you haven't changed. You keep pushing the same bullshit and won't learn. Why are you here?
Now, that part I don't think you're right about. Mm. They learn. They're just ignoring the education.
Oh, well, see, maybe that's...
They know what they're doing. Believe me.
I believe... I have that feeling, too. I feel like... And I know this is going to sound rough, but I feel like that probably 80% of all Republicans know that they're fucking people over when they're fucking people over. Know that they don't give a fuck about the people below them. And know that this bullshit... Top down shit is bullshit.
It's bullshit.
It's fucking total bullshit. There's no way a human being is going to give away his wealth voluntarily in the same way he would if he had to.
Yep.
It's just not going to happen.
It's just not going to happen. Not in this world.
Not in a world where you're told, where you, there's no, if you had some kind of security, you might take risks that you wouldn't take. If you had some way to know that if I fuck up in this instance, I lose everything. But they don't have that. It's basically win or die. If you don't win in the game of whatever business bullshit you're dealing with, you die. What the fuck, man? Oh, anyway.
But yeah, like this morning, you know, I always look at the little news programs that come on Sunday mornings where they have the little round tables and they talk about shit. And they had Rudy Giuliani on there.
Yep.
Motherfucker is nuttier than a fruitcake, man.
I know.
He is batshit crazy.
He's a mobster.
They listen to him. They let him ramble on and on. I would cut him off. Shut the fuck up. You know you're lying. Get the fuck out of here. Don't even come back. But they let that motherfucker sit there and ramble and ramble.
Did you know T.I.'s got a podcast?
No, I didn't.
It's pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah, he had Alex Jones on. I listened to about...
I'm not a fan of his music.
Who, T.I.?
Yeah.
Oh, I like T.I.'s music.
I'm not a fan of his music.
I've always liked Tip. I thought to me, he's one of the realer people. Like, if you actually watch him, you're like, I feel like that dude actually punched me in the face.
Now, see, I haven't listened to everything he's ever made. But right. I've listened to a lot of it, and most of it is kind of inane to me. He doesn't really get into anything that's relevant.
Newer stuff is better.
Oh, well, I haven't heard the newer stuff. Maybe I need to listen to it.
Well, newer, I mean in the last 10 years. Like, Trouble Man was a good album. You know what I'm saying? There was a couple good songs on that. And then, I mean, again, I don't listen. I don't know how to explain this, but I'm not, like, I don't.
I just don't put him in there with prolific rappers. He's more of.
Top 20.
He's more, to me, like, of a ghetto-type rapper. More so than anything else.
But yeah, well, he's a trap rapper.
It's that, and I'm not knocking it. Don't get me wrong. I like some of that stuff.
Yeah.
But it's that Southern style of rap.
See, I like Southern rap because Southern rap has a little more soul than some rap to me. It's a little flow, like Outkast, for example.
No, I like Outkast. Okay, I'm not talking about all of them.
I know.
I love Outkast because they're a complete band. They can play anything. When they're all together.
That's just two of them.
Well, I know it's just two of them. It's Andre, what is he, 3,000 now? And Big Boy.
Yeah.
But they have a whole cast
of people,
a band that plays with them all the time. It's like the Funkadelics used to be.
I've seen Outkast live. That's one of the few concerts I went to.
I imagine it was a good concert.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was a festival, actually.
Because that Andre 3,000, that guy is phenomenal, man.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
He is.
So is Big Boy. Big Boy's last couple albums.
They both really are. They both are. I prefer 3000 over Big Boy, but they both are good. I like their style of music. It's that Southern funk, rap, hip hop thing they got going.
Yeah.
Well, it's a lot of funk in there. There's a lot of 80s music in their music.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a lot of funk. It's definitely Killer Mike.
Yeah.
From the South, he's good. You ever watch that show? He did Trigger Warning?
No.
I think that's what it's called.
No, never saw it.
Oh, it's great.
It's probably on cable or something.
It's on Netflix.
Yes, yeah, I don't.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really good. It's basically, the first episode is him trying to, he basically decides that he's only going to purchase and consume items that are from complete black owned. And he has a really hard time.
I was getting ready to say, before you said it, I was going to say, good luck with that.
And he lives in Atlanta.
Good luck with that.
And he lives in Atlanta.
Good luck with that. Yeah.
But as he's talking about this, in my head, I'm thinking to myself, yeah, but I have no connection to these white people that are getting my money. I don't see them as like...
No, well, you see them as being another white man.
No,
I But see, that's about it.
Yeah, as another person.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I have no, like, I'm not going to, there's no benefit. Like, that's the problem with our country is there's no benefit to invest in anything. Like, every dollar you spend goes to two or three people. So, what's the fucking point?
They've cornered the market.
Cornered the market? They stole the market. They didn't corner shit.
Oh, yeah. And anybody listening to me talk, this is Rudy talking. I know I sound weird. I might sound kind of retarded, but I don't have any teeth in my head yet. I'm getting them on Wednesday, so bear with me.
Yeah. Will they be there? Oh, my God. My God.
But,
What happened to my stomach?
Yeah, I'm very unhappy as an American today.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's
see. I am, because they need to straighten this shit out right now. Not next week.
What did it feel like it was going to when you were in the 60s? Like, what did it feel like in the 70s? Did it feel like it was going towards positive or negative?
Nope. Never has.
Never has? Well, maybe...
It gets worse. It's getting worse.
In this country? Obviously.
It's getting worse.
Because my dad, I'm pretty sure my dad thought the 80s was awesome. But a friend of mine, like, they hated the 80s. Like, the 80s in Nebraska was horrific.
Was I in Nebraska in the 80s? Wait a minute, let me think for a second here. I was in Nebraska in the... Maybe 80, in 81. I lived in Nebraska.
What part of Nebraska?
Lincoln, Nebraska. And right outside of Lincoln, Nebraska. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's the... Oh, my God. Nebraska? When I first got there, I didn't know anybody. I knew one girl.
Really?
And I couldn't stay at her house because her brother was a racist. Okay? So she told me it's a hotel in this little city called Beatrice, Nebraska. And I could stay at this hotel, you know, about a week.
Right.
So I got a job working for the state of Nebraska, the state home with retarded people. Well, not retarded. Mentally challenged people. So I had a job. So I got a hotel room in this hotel. And this hotel looked like an old Western hotel with the swinging doors.
Right.
You know, it's real old. Didn't have no TV, just a radio in your room. I think the rooms were like $13 a week or something like that.
Right.
But the weird thing about it was, there were only two. It was 13,000 people, and there's only two black people in the whole town. Me, and they said he was like a 93-year-old black man. I never saw him the whole time I was there, so he hardly ever came out of the house.
So, isn't that like most of the places though you've been besides Detroit?
Yeah.
Because you were in Alaska for a while.
I was in Fairbanks, and in Fairbanks there might be maybe 1% black people in Fairbanks.
What year did you graduate?
68.
Okay, so 69.
Well, I didn't graduate in 68, but that's when I should have came out.
Okay. That's irrelevant. But yeah, I get what you're saying. 68 is when you should have. Okay. So you turned 18 in 68. You didn't go to the Army. You didn't get drafted because you had flat feet.
They wouldn't accept me because I had flat feet.
Right, so you got lucky and got out of the war in that aspect. And then what'd you do? What'd you decide to do then?
I dealt
weed. Because you were living in Detroit.
I dealt weed.
At the time, right?
I dealt weed, yeah. I dealt weed, and I did security work.
How? So the flight, 68th. Okay, so you graduated the year of the riots.
Yeah. Or, yeah.
So what was it like? So what was the difference between Detroit, between in 67 and, you know what I'm saying? How different was it? Or was it always, was it kind of like in your, because...
Detroit was highly segregated.
Yes.
Really segregated.
What changed?
And when, and so, after the riots, they knew they had to let black people ascend.
Oh, so the riots are because of, again, because they don't talk about the riots. Like, I went to Holly. Holly, Michigan, which is in between Flint and Pontiac. So it's north. It's a small town. We didn't talk about the riots. If we did, I don't remember, because it wasn't like, you know, like, hey, by the way, you know, 20 years ago, some fucking major race.
Well, because you didn't, weren't affected by it, really. You were far away.
They weren't affected.
It didn't, right, they weren't, because it was just,
they were all still affected.
It was just in a small area. It wasn't like the whole city was like that. It was one area, I'd say maybe 2 miles by 2 miles,
right,
maybe.
Where
shit really jumped off. Really? The rest of the city, you might find a burnout building here, and you might go 8 miles before you saw another one. They were random, like on this side of town.
Yeah.
They were random. But the closer you got to around the Boulevard, 12th Street, that area, you know, between...
Downtown, right? I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
That's above the New Center area, and going back toward the northwest side.
Okay.
Like I said, about 2 or 3 miles. And that was it. That was the most effective part. The fucked up part was I was staying in the area.
Wasn't it only the black area or the poor areas that got affected too, basically?
It was just one or two poor areas, yeah. It wasn't all over the city.
Right, right.
It was just one little, basically one area of the city really got affected by it. And because of the injustice, they told everybody that was unemployed in the city of Detroit, if you were a resident of the city of Detroit, you can come down to this hospital that was on the Boulevard Bar right off of 12th Street. And if you got in line and went and got a physical and a mental, they give you a physical and a mental test, and you passed, you can go to work for Ford Motor Company.
Really?
So I got in that line. I think I got in the line about 5 o'clock in the morning. And the line went down the street, and around the corner, and then down the street. It must have been 800 or 900 people in line.
That's a big job back then.
Yes,
that's a life-changing job.
Exactly. So that's why people were lined up like that. You know, and as far as letting blacks into colleges and into more executive jobs, they started letting black people make real money.
Right.
Before that, they weren't making real money. A few entrepreneurs were,
yes,
but as a community,
as
they weren't.
Yourself. Yeah, no, you,
they were underpaid and overworked.
Yeah. So, underpaid, overworked.
So then that led into, like the Vietnam War, and Martin Luther King's assassination. And
yeah, because that happened in what, 66?
Which one was first? The riots was first, and then Martin Luther King was in, was it 70 or 71?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The riots were first, and then they had another disturbance after they killed Martin Luther King. It wasn't as big a disturbance, but it was a disturbance in a lot of cities. So then after that, you know, we went through you get to the 80s, and it's crack time. Crack and heroin. And meth. Meth came on the scene big, too.
Meth?
So, yeah.
I never heard, like, meth I had heard of. Late into my life, crack and all that.
Oh no, meth was around too. Oh yeah.
I didn't know meth was around.
Oh yeah, big time.
Hey, it's on camera, so anything you say is on camera. I don't give a fuck.
Cool.
All right.
Fuck this shit.
Okay.
Fuck that camera. Fuck all you people on the circle. No.
All right, you could be doing a lot of fucking. You could be. You gonna need some Viagra when you could do all that fucking.
Right.
Oh man, I'm still young. I don't need that shit yet.
Right, right.
Yeah. Shit, I get 4 or 5 pops off.
You go, my boy. You go.
Yeah. I don't see the point of 4. I don't see the point of 3.
I do the feel of it.
By that point, I'm so goddamn bored. I'm like, why?
How many have I had in one session? The most I've ever had in one session was 3.
Yeah, I think it was 3, but it was a long night.
Like, oh, yeah.
I had to go, like, I needed help. Like, not help.
You didn't need help, did you?
Call your boy
in. Yeah. No, but like, like, I had to work at getting that third one. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had
right,
to like,
right.
make it happen.
Excuse me, damn.
What? I'm going to make cookies with that. What do you think I'm going to make?
Somebody, anybody?
You don't want that. So that's not bad for outdoor blueberry.
No, outdoor.
Yeah.
That's it.
I didn't cut it down yet, but I just cut off a branch.
Oh, I was gonna say, wait a minute, how's that possible? Okay, I got you. That's what that is?
Yeah. It's cured. Well, yeah, it's not even dry.
It tastes different.
Yeah.
It tastes different. It
tastes really fresh.
Yeah, well, it is. That too. So, you didn't get the job then?
Yes, I did.
Oh, you did get the
job? Oh, this is the good part.
Okay.
Okay, so I live over by the boulevard on a street called Taylor, Linwood and the Boulevard area. Okay, so they said, we're going to give you a job working at Ford's. I said, cool, out of sight. All my troubles are cured now.
Yeah.
So then they sent me a letter where I had to report to. Now, I don't have a car. I had to report to Livonia. Okay, Livonia Stamping Plant. I had to catch three bus. I had to be there at 3:30
in the morning.
No.
In the afternoon.
Yes.
Okay.
I had afternoon shift. I had to be there at 3:30. I had to catch.
Too much.
Yeah, in the wrong setting.
Oh.
So I had to catch three buses to get to this job. And when I got there, the bus let me off about a half a mile. The last stop on the bus was about a half a mile from the door to get into the plant.
Yeah, yeah.
So I had to walk almost a half a mile after I got off the bus. The bus took about 2.5 hours. So if I had to be there at 3:30,
you had to leave.
I was thinking out of the house at 12 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
I just got up at 8 or 9 o'clock, because I was working until 12:30 at night.
Right.
Then Then it was 2 hours to get home.
How much are you making an hour?
You know, I don't really remember. If I had to guess, maybe I was making about $9 an hour.
Which was good money.
Oh, the factory was good money. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
It was good money. Like, it would change your life, literally. Yeah. You could afford to buy a car. If you save for a year or so, you could buy a house.
Pay all your bills with one check. Not mortgage a house, but buy a house.
No, mortgage a house.
Oh, mortgage a house? Okay.
Yeah. And you could pay all your... A really nice house back then went for about... I mean, a really nice house. Would go for about $28,000, and I'm talking about brick, three bedrooms with a den, finished basement.
Like
my house.
Yeah, your house. Yeah.
The house I live in.
Yeah, in 7.
My parents bought it in. They first bought it in 1968. In 1968, and it was only $18,000.
You just leave over there.
It was only $18,000.
Okay. Who's that?
I don't remember their names.
What's up, man?
Camera if you walk in front of that.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't care. You can come sit down and smoke with us if you want. I'm just telling you it's on there.
He's always in a hurry. You're in a hurry, aren't you?
Yeah, just to run with.
Always in a hurry.
Thanks, buddy.
Have a good one, man.
Yeah, I gotta go work. It's double time.
Ooh, get that money. Get that money.
Isn't that sweet?
Get that money.
Where'd Cookie Monster go?
He's up there.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, there. That's Deadhead for you.
If that's Deadhead, then what the fuck did I just get there?
What are you talking about? That's Deadhead. Wet.
Oh, okay.
That's not, like, dried. That's fresh.
Okay,
freshly trimmed.
That looks big and juicy and shit.
Well, yeah, because it's
like,
freshly trimmed,
know,
motherfucker.
Roll that horn up. This little guy over here is like...
Well, because that's what it looked like. I
think
before it dried.
It's almost time for OG18 for me.
Oh, it's coming. Don't worry. There's going to be a big batch in October.
I hope so.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. How soon is that? I know that was right. That big batch. When is that gonna be?
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
Right. Yeah, right here.
Yeah.
I want first dibs.
I know.
All right.
Later.
Yeah, me too.
All right, guys.
He told me too. Can't be two first dibs. It's got to be a first and a second dibs. Right,
is that cool too? How you take
So, anyways, so you had the job. But go to the job, you have to take a two and a half hour
bus ride there and back and walk about a half a mile to get into the plant.
Which is about 20 minutes.
So I was only getting about 4 or 5 hours sleep. Okay?
Right.
Then they took me to a plant that was an all white plant.
Livonia. What does Livonia look like at this point? Because in my Livonia now,
new
it's
houses,
a giant city.
New houses being built.
Yeah.
A lot of vacant lots, cornfields, and shit like that, especially around the plant. So it hadn't been built up yet.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And so it was a bunch of hillbillies working at the plant. To be honest.
Yeah.
So when a black guy shows up, they're going to harass him like never before.
Really? And then you're only 18, so I'm sure
they gave
your
me,
mindset's
they,
differently.
They gave me the worst job in the entire plant.
Which was?
Testing clutch assemblies in hot oil.
Well, if you're the low guy in the
pool, right? Oh, yeah, I'm the low guy. Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Yeah.
When I got home
Try
at night.
What they told you.
When I got home at night and I took a bath, when I got out of the tub, I had to still cut on the shower. Because a bath felt better sitting in that hot water, you know?
Yeah.
But it would be still so much oil on my body. I had to take a shower, get that shit off. It was a nightmare. So, of course, that job didn't last long.
I guess not.
I was the fuck up out of that motherfucker.
I bet. So, then, because when did you leave Detroit for the first time?
The first time I left Detroit was in 1970. No. Yeah. 1977 or 76, and I went to Alaska.
Alaska?
Mm-hmm. Drove to Alaska.
For what?
To work on the pipeline.
Oh, okay.
That was going on back then. Anybody that show up there was almost guaranteed a job, and if you were a minority, you had minority call, you were guaranteed a job.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So I went up there with me and
that guy had to pay good.
Me and this guy drove up there. I had a 1967 Plymouth Fury. And we drove that motherfucker all the way up there. And the only thing went wrong, something punctured our gas tank. And I had to have a tank replaced or patched. You know, other than that car got us all the way up there. And a week after they got us up there, the transmission was done. I slept in the car for 3 nights.
Damn. That's good money, though.
Until they told me about the Salvation Army Hall that you can go sleep at night. So I went over there, and I didn't know anything about Alaska. The guy I went up there with, he didn't know anything about Alaska either. But he was a master mechanic, so he could get a job easy.
Right.
He had all kinds of skills. Got up there, car conked out, so I went to sleep at the rescue home, whatever the fuck they call it. So I was in there, I met a couple of guys. And they said, hey man, we're gonna try to get this trailer. It's a 3-bedroom trailer, you wanna go in with us? I had about $50 in my pocket, that's all, and no job. I said, man, all I got is $50. Oh, well, give us $25 and you can go in with us. I said, okay, cool, I'll give him $25. We got this trailer to rent out. We got this trailer to rent out, right? And they hit me to everything that was happening in Alaska at the time, so I wouldn't get caught, you know. I didn't know about the weather and all that kind of, I didn't know how cold it was going to get.
Right.
I didn't even know that for 3 months it's dark and 3 months it's light. In the wintertime,
yeah,
I didn't know none of that.
Oh,
I didn't know none of that.
Yeah.
I was sleeping in my car. The second night we were there.
And my car's not anywhere close to when I grew up. So.
And my car had this big, huge window in the back. Big window. So I'm laying there in the back seat. I'm getting ready to go to sleep. I'm laying there. And all of a sudden, I see this little wisp of smoke. Looks like smoke. Doing like this. I'm like, what the fuck is that? And all of a sudden, something went bing, bing. Different colors. Bing, bing, bing. I'm like, oh, fuck, it's aliens. I'm getting paranoid. It's fucking aliens, man. They're coming to fucking get me. Then all of a sudden, the whole sky goes, and every color you can imagine, and colors you've never seen before. Listen to me. And colors you never, and it looks like you could reach up and touch it. It was so close. It was the Northern Light.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know. I've never seen it.
Oh. You got to go somewhere where you can really see them.
You can see them on top of Sweden.
I was going to say, in Sweden, you can see them probably pretty good,
but
too.
But you got to be at the northern part of the continent.
I was in the northern part. Well, it's about three quarters of the way up. No, Fairbanks is about a third of the way up in Alaska. It's further from, it's not like Anchorage. It's a small town. I think when I was there, it was 65,000 people.
Yeah.
But weed was legal.
Yeah, it still is. It never changed.
Oh, it did change. Yeah, it did for a few years. The Republicans got in and changed it. It changed it back again.
Okay, about, that's like, if it wasn't for the fact that it's Alaska and, like, it can kill you at any given moment, I probably would have.
It was sweet, man.
I know. But
the bud was so good.
My uncle lives there now.
Oh, the bud was like.
Built his own fucking cabin.
A lot of people up there got those.
Yeah, built his own. Because he can fly. He's got a plane. He's got a
lot of people up there got planes. My girlfriend up there, she had a plane. She had her pilot's license and a fucking plane.
Yeah.
She was 18 and a half years old.
Had a pilot's license.
And she had a teaching certificate. She would fly to villages and teach the kids and fly back.
Really? That's cool. That's a fun job.
And she was a beautiful girl. I fucked that up. I should have stayed up there. Oh, yeah. She was beautiful, man. Oh, yeah. My God. Woo!
You can't say that, because you never know what would happen.
Dude, the minute I saw...
If you had stayed up there, you might have got eaten by a bear.
Dude, the minute I saw her, I knew she was for me. Yeah. You know how you get that feeling?
Yeah.
You know? I knew instantly. And after I got to know her, she said, yeah. She said, first time I saw you, I wanted to be with you. I was like, oh, wow, that's weird. I thought the same thing.
Young love, man.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it's a crazy thing. You still get it now?
And up in Alaska.
At 70?
Listen, and up in Alaska, it's a hard thing because it's 20 men to each one woman.
Oh, I know.
20 to 1.
I mean, we live in Michigan, man. Oh, there's fucking 150 normal men to every good-looking woman.
Damn.
We don't live in fucking Cali.
No, we don't.
You know what I'm saying? I've heard L.A. is like basically...
Oh, when I lived in L.A., oh, my God.
Yeah.
The women
are just...
All kinds.
Like, every good-looking girl goes to L.A.
All kinds. Especially if you're around one of the universities, like Berkeley or something like that. It's awesome.
Dude, my girl's like a 7, right?
Sure.
I'd say she's probably a 4 there, from what I've heard.
Yeah. You know because...
She doesn't put on makeup.
Right. That's what I was getting ready to say.
That's the only reason.
Because a lot of these chicks out there are going to be, you know, all made up,
all
hair extensions.
Up, so they, but then,
even the white girls have hair extensions
then
out there.
Then the next morning, it's a completely different story. I saw that, I was in high school when I saw that for the first time. I had a crush on a girl in my, because I took culinary at a vocational school. So like half the day was at this voc, doing culinary in a kitchen and all that shit. And I just had a crush on this girl. She looked amazing. And then one day I saw her, like, in the morning before she had put her face on. I was like, you do not even look the same. Like, it was the first time I'd ever seen that. Like, been, like, where it was like...
The transformation.
Why am I not attracted to you? Like, I'm not even attracted to you now.
The transformation.
Yeah. It was, like, completely different.
Some women are really good at it,
yeah,
too.
It was just the... It was... I don't...
I actually watched it one time. This girl came into my house. She's a dancer. She didn't have any makeup on. She had a lot of blemishes on her face and shit, you know. She was a nice girl, don't get me wrong, but she had a lot of blemishes on her face. And she said, can I put my makeup on here? I said, sure, go ahead. She had this big mirror she sat on the table. And I watched her. It was amazing.
Yeah.
She put one thing on, half the blemishes were gone. She put another thing on, all the blemishes were gone. Then she started building up her eyes. It was unbelievable. And when she got through, she looked like a Playboy bunny.
Yeah, I wish people didn't have to do that. You should just naturally be you.
Well, people have been doing that since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
You all go back to Aborigines.
It's that ego.
You go back to the Aborigines. They all painted their faces and shit like that. You know, it wasn't like makeup today, but it was still adornment.
Yeah, but it was also more of a... Like, they also had different... Like, it was more of a ritual.
Yeah.
Than it is anything else. Where here, we don't, it's, the ritual is the same, but it's just different.
Yeah, because... Well, you know what? Maybe it isn't different. Because basically, it's not, done for the same reasons.
Yeah, you're not... Well, I guess so.
It's been
the
done
guys
for the,
put it on because they want to attract...
It's adornment.
Yeah, it's all about attracting other people.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Yeah, it is. And it hasn't changed, really.
No, which is that selfish gene. That's all it is.
It's like Mike Tyson with the tribal tattoo on his face.
When people... Remember when he... Now... Did that, people, like, blasted...
I know, but now you see people with tattoos on their face everywhere.
I know.
Everywhere.
But still, he was Mike Tyson. Like, and it still, it works.
But you know, he was being tribal. That's what he is. He's tribal.
Oh, I know.
He was being tribal.
To his podcast?
He's not. I think the markings that he has on him are from the Hawaiians.
I could see that. Did you see his, have you listened to his podcast?
Mm-mm.
You should. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm gonna listen to it. I was listening to him.
He's toads and man, I did the toad man.
Yeah, I was listening to him with Joe Rogan the other day. He was talking about the lions and the tigers and shit, and giving away a Rolls Royce.
Yeah,
and then asking for it back.
I'm good. All right, we'll end that one.
All right, back, man.
You're in, right now. You're in. Where are you at? You're in Alaska. Come back.
Oh yeah. Next episode.